again, people, to another letter on Academy and Sun. Quickly, let me remind you, if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, and R-C-I, St. Lucia, .com. Now, those of you rewriting or, you know, replying or sending more messages telling me, read your letter, let me tell you, I just want to tell you that, you know, we will get to your letter, okay, people? So just be patient. Thank you for writing. Tell Iowa at rcistlucia.com. And believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your situation right here on the program, Letla on RCI. People, Letla is written E for everybody. So be careful with your contribution when you call. Let's keep it clean. You can argue. You can scream. You can shout. You can cry if you like. But keep it clean. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, your stereo, your boombox. Whatever it is that you're listening to us on when you're calling, turn it down. The numbers you need to dial is 4523046. 4523. Write that down. 4523046. Or you could call us on WhatsApp, 1758. But you need to add us as a contact and call us using WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Use WhatsApp to call us. 1758724. Don't call us directly from your phone. Call us in WhatsApp. 1-758-724-0008. 1-758-724-0008. Add us as a contact and you make that call. Okay? First time callers, all you need to do is just say first time caller and then go right ahead with your contribution. Let's get into the letter. This afternoon, it is a lady who has written, and her letter reads, Iowa, is it wrong to post pics on social media if you are in a relationship?
Yeah.
What is so wrong with that? The person I am seeing now tell me I am not single, so I have to stop. He told me it affects him when he see other guys liking my pics, but I don't see anything wrong with it. Then one day he told me that I have to limit my interactions with my friends to focus more on him. I said to him, okay. He says he's looking out for me and he wants to protect what we have. Good boy. He said my friends can destroy our relationship. I am 27 years old and I know what I want. To be very honest, I like him. But as if he is strange and he always wants to do something. Now I understand
already,
because our relationship is fairly new. And while I like being around him, I need time for myself too. He has this thing where he feels like I should not be on my phone when I am with him. Okay, fine. So I will stay away from my phone. Then if I get a call, he wants to know who I'm talking to and things of that nature. Yes, drama queen. And he does it like it's a joke. I have had other boyfriends before, and I have never experienced this. What could this possibly mean? Is this truly love? We do not live together, so we try to see each other very often. However, if he asks me to come see him and I say to him that I am unavailable, it's as if something is wrong with me, and that should never happen.
Problem in the house, boy.
If you ask me to be your girl and I answer you yes, why are you behaving that way? It's almost as if I should not have time for myself. He wants to be in my legs all the time. I love the attention, but I find it a bit much. He wanted to see me over the weekend, and I told him that I was not up to it. I told him so because my girls...
Your girls?
Miss, yeah. Look the thingy. What did
I was so
Continue reading.
I told him so because my girls... We're having a party that I wanted to attend. I knew if I had said anything to him about it, he would have given me some stress. He wouldn't want me to go or he would want to come. And I know it would be just to see what I was doing. So I didn't go anywhere.
Nonsense.
And then everybody sending me pics and short videos. Oh, my word. So I was not happy. I mean, I like him, but I feel like since we started checking 8 months ago, like I'm trapped. I feel really uncomfortable at times. I'm not sure if I'm using the right words, but most times he wants to tell me what to do. And I do it because I want to please him and make him happy. But deep inside, I am not really comfortable with it. He's a really nice guy. But what do I say to him without making him feel offended? And then why is he like that? I want to know. And I want to know, will our relationship always be this way? Is this love, Iwa? Yes, my girl.
That is not love. Iwa, don't even start.
That is not love.
My girl. Hold on, let me read it one more time. Hey! And then I go to drama queen first. And then I take
it.
But
I already have read that there.
Iwa, is it wrong to post pics on social media if you are in a relationship? I can answer that one time. Yes. What is so wrong with that? A lot is so wrong. The person I'm seeing now tell me I'm not single, so I have to stop. He told me it affects him when he see other guys liking my pics. But I don't see anything wrong with it. Then one day he told me that I have to limit my interactions with my friends to focus more
on
him.
Stop that.
I said to him, okay. He says he's looking out for me and he wants to protect what we have.
Yeah, man.
He said my friends can destroy our relationship.
No friends.
I am 27 years old and I know what I want. To be very honest, I like him. But as if he's strange and he always wants to do something. Now, I understand because our relationship is fairly new. And while I like being around him, I need time for myself too. He has this thing where he feels like I should not be on my phone when I am with him. Okay, fine. So I will stay away from my phone. Then if I get a call, he wants to know who I'm talking to and things of that nature. And he does it like it's a joke. That joke didn't make it,
okay.
I've had other boyfriends before, and I've never experienced this. What could this possibly mean? Is this truly love? We don't live together, so we try to see each other very often. However, if he asks to come see me, and I say to him that I am unavailable, it's as if something is wrong with me, and
problem.
That should never happen.
Problem.
And that's true. Why are you telling him money?
Problem.
If you ask me to be your girl,
problem.
If you ask me to be your girl, and I answer you yes, why are you behaving that way? It's almost as if I should not have time for myself. He wants to be in my legs all the time.
All the time.
I love the attention, but I find it a bit much. He wanted to see me over the weekend, and I told him that I was not up to it. I told him so because my girls were having a party that I wanted to attend. I knew if I had said anything to him about it, he would have given me some stress because he warned you about your friends already, you see.
Yeah.
Warned you about your friends. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't want me to go, or he would want to come, and I know it would be just to see what I was doing.
Hurry up with that.
So I...
I'm not good at it.
So I didn't go anywhere. Wow. And then everybody sending me pics and short videos, so I was not happy. I mean, I like him, but I feel like since we started checking 8 months ago, like I'm trapped. I feel really uncomfortable at times, and I'm not sure if I'm using the right words, but most times he wants to tell me what to do. And I do it because I want to please him and make him happy. And that's it. Yeah. But deep inside, I'm not. So what? You see the two of your godside?
I think that's a good thing. Because that's
deep inside, I'm not really comfortable with it. Mm. He's a really nice guy.
Mm.
But what do I say to him without making him feel offended? Now, I like that. I like how you put that. What do you say to him without making him feel offended? Offended.
Nothing.
I'm on the line. My phone ringing. I've answered.
Let's go. Over to you, Drama Queen.
Good afternoon, Team RCI. What's up, guys? Hey.
You are on the air. We're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Writer, my sweetie, you delete and you block. Okay, Iwa. Iwa, she needs to delete and she needs to block the guy. Come on. The guy is that controlling already. That's the dating stage
that's
still.
Dating stage.
And you're like, you that know? Controlling.
8 months?
Okay, fine. I understand that he said when they were together, she's on her phone, he doesn't want it. Fine, okay. But you cannot tell me you want to know who that on the call with the girl.
Yeah.
No man not doing me that, Iwa.
And the man not buy that phone?
Man
not putting plan?
No man not doing me that.
What is it that you want, Drama Queen and Kiki?
Who's that?
What is it that you really want?
Writer.
Look, he's giving attention. No,
like
and I've been very, very serious.
Man want to be stuck up in your legs 24/7? I don't want. I want my space for him to breathe. You know, I need to breathe.
I want no breathe.
I don't want no man in my life 24/7.
It man's relationship.
I
new
want the
German
man could be there for 10 years. I don't want no man in my life 24/7.
So you mean
I need
you
my space?
Breathe.
You have your part. I need my life to live. I have my life to live. Come on.
It means that's
so right. So, you mean to tell me your friends had an event? Your girlfriends, you claim. So it looks like you all knew each other for some years now. And because of the guy.
I don't think it's because of that guy.
It's because of the guy
on
no.
the floor. Because of the guy, you mean to tell him just to please him.
Go.
Just to satisfy him, you didn't go.
I like serious. That. I like that. Yeah, don't man. Go.
Yeah, that
don't
is love.
Come on, Aymar.
And I'm being very serious.
Oh, Aymar, that is nonsense.
You are making him uncomfortable.
That is nonsense. That is pure
is
BS.
No. There's no such thing. Let me tell you something. Yes. Based on what she's saying there, based on what this writer is saying there, it's not about her making him. This guy have insecurity issues.
Exactly.
They say one time.
Nothing to do with her.
I don't think so.
He has insecurity issues that have nothing to do
right
with her.
And
every relationship that he's going to be in, he's going to do the same
that's just
thing. And it have nothing to do
and
with the woman.
It's, I pretty like the fact that she did admit that she's trapped. She feels like she's trapped, right? She did say so. Mm-hmm. And that's the situation right now. She's trapped. Mm-hmm.
Don't you get a
writer,
feeling, drama
block
queen?
Block the man and delete the man. Leave the man alone. Tell him to talk to
drama
you.
Drama queen, don't you get the sense? Feeling. You don't get the sense that she actually really does like him. She
yes,
does.
Of course. Listen, that,
she does.
That's just to show it's 8 months now. Look at the signs she's already seen. Fathers for a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. What will happen? That man will prevent her from having her friends, talking to family members. He'll hold her hostage.
That's
how,
go out,
that's what. That's
nothing.
How it start, you know, Iowa.
How much attention do you want?
Mm.
How much? Answer that.
5% of attention. Because at the same
that's
time,
that's battery life, man.
No.
Because listen, Iowa.
How much attention do y'all need? And let's open the lines. 452-3046. You can also reach us on our WhatsApp number 724-0008.
You
stifling us. You suffer.
That's a fresh relationship, B.
It's new. It's new. It's a, it's,
so you don't have your friends. You doesn't want to see your family. No more.
I don't have no friends.
Okay.
No friends.
So when
no
you
friends.
When you have somebody, you don't have no friends.
Yeah, no friends, right. Boy.
How?
No friends.
Point blank. Period. He's controlling, and she needs to be out of it.
That's controlling behavior.
No friends. No friends.
And you see, the other thing is,
and that's how they become very abusive. That's where it starts.
So
whether it's physical or emotional or both.
Well, you need to state that. I mean, it appears that he really likes her. Y'all have not made that point. But you said that she likes him. Okay, she
no,
likes him.
No, he sound like he's looking for somebody to control.
Somebody
that's naive enough.
So, Herat. So,
to allow him
so
to
you don't want your
secure.
Man to take control of your relationship?
No, not control.
No,
the,
no,
what
no,
is
no,
the
no,
word
no.
is not control?
What's the word? What's it?
Ah, Lord.
No, what's it? What
is
the word?
Lead. As a woman, you're looking for a leader. Leadership have nothing to do with controlling me.
Remember, like, yeah.
No.
You see, that is the problem.
See, lead the country,
no,
not controlling.
No.
So what's the difference? What is the difference? Kiki,
oh my God.
You want us to lead. You want us to lead. How do we lead?
They don't know what they want.
They don't know what they want. So see, for leadership and control is the same thing. Controlling somebody.
If I'm doing something wrong, I'm expecting my partner to correct me.
Right.
From what I listened to there, the girl is okay. Nothing. And then there is the madman coming there and just putting the young girl life upside down. That is exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So everything have to happen for him. There's no compromise. Leadership as a man, you have to compromise. I'm not hearing compromise in there. You don't want her to post on Facebook.
Everything is
you
his way.
You want her to
way.
Change.
His
it's
way.
All
his
about
way.
Her for
it's
you.
It's all about him.
All
right, so let's talk
it's
about
all
about social
him.
Media.
He's very
is
selfish.
It okay? Is it okay?
Come on, Aywa.
I'm asking a question.
Aywa,
is it
okay to post
to be
you
on
know?
Social media while you are in a relationship?
Aywa,
I'm
yes.
A question.
I mean, okay. I will say maybe the content of what you posting.
Okay.
Maybe the content.
I don't think there's nothing like the woman is posting a picture of herself maybe with her friends. That's all. Trust me.
I want
so
that. I want that.
And Kiki.
So what's she posting? She posts
exactly.
Naked pictures?
That's
she
naked pictures.
See, first time.
So, here's the question.
Send
you have a boyfriend. He's on social media.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He posts picture. there are other ladies liking his pictures, even commenting.
But that's what it's about.
It will happen.
Exactly.
Huh? Boy, problem in the garrison. Anyway, who's that girl?
Okay, Iwa.
It's the same thing in a social setting.
I love the picture. Why would a woman complain about that?
Yeah.
But if you have a woman complaining about that,
she have to face me.
If she have a problem with that, she's insecure too.
Wow. Exactly.
I say not.
Wow.
That's insecurity.
Okay, so Iwa, you're
it's
good.
The
you
same. Okay, we go out. We go out. It's the same thing. If we go out and so on, you have female friends, I have male friends. Because the a like is like a saying hello, if you say what I say. As soon as we reach there...
A like on social media is like hello?
Oh, I like or is a greeting. It's nice, it's a nice. I like to see your photo. Is there something wrong with that?
That doesn't mean
a man. Okay, we go out and a female, a woman says hello to my man. I'm going to get vexed for every woman that say hello to my man.
Boy, asking who's that boy? You mad?
Come on,
just what are they?
You all have a problem. You're honestly.
And when they say hello,
that's why people have high blood pressure. Eh?
When they say hello, I watch any facial expression doing.
High blood pressure and them things and stress. Say hello. Because I don't have time for that.
Okay,
the person just tell you hello is a problem.
The writer, you need honestly speaking, you need to have a word with this insecure guy of yours.
Insecure.
Put him to sit. And you need to set it straight. Let him know it straight without any corners, any bends. Give it to him like that. Babe, what you're doing, you need to stop it. Let him know that you're feeling trapped in the situation. Because if it continues like this, you'll just walk out. And tell him Drama Queen told you to say it.
To walk out.
I said if it continues, she needs to speak to him first. But if it continues, just leave that. Just leave it.
It's not worth it.
Can you see a problem? I mean, a potential problem with posting on social media and you've been in a relationship.
What's the potential problem? What is the potential problem?
Well, it depends on what is being posted.
Okay. So we'll go and post naked.
Because there are some people that are really overdo it. Like, boy, there's one.
I guess the most they can reach is a bad bathing suit, right?
Huh?
Most times a bathing suit.
It's a genuine question.
So?
It's a genuine question.
It's
for the listeners. Remember, our lines are now open. Our lines are open at 452-3046. Don't mind the discussion in studio. We want to hear from you guys as well. You can also reach us on WhatsApp, 724-0008.
Right.
Why do people post pictures on social media? I can come back to you because on Pui. Good afternoon. Let's learn and see how you're on here.
Team RCI.
Hey!
And the ladies.
Hey!
I want to answer for.
Yes.
With your vehicle, when you'll post it and your friends come and say to you, wow, I like your vehicle, whatever looks nice.
So what you're doing is likening the ladies to my vehicle?
No. Listen to me. Don't be too quick to understand.
Yeah, we're listening.
Because mom can't go on fit.
So you like that when they come and they talk about your vehicle, you post it, and you must be on Facebook every day checking to see if somebody like your car, if they comment or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The lady have a photo which she likes, so she figures she wants to share it and she posts it because she loves what she sees.
And to see what people will say.
Not necessarily, but you put your photos up, and yes, you go check the comments. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if a man will start telling you, stop posting or have a problem, the man have a problem, not you. When you are in a relationship, you do not cut your ties with all of your friends. You have to keep yourself relevant. Because when y'all are kicked to the curb, or kickers to the curb, whichever, we have now to start all over again because we broke all our ties, burned all our bridges.
Depends on what friends, eh?
Depends on what friends.
Yeah,
I have friends, you have friends, and yes, I have friends that while I'm with you will tell me they love me, they like me, and I should leave you, you're no good. Okay?
So you're not dropping these friends?
Why should I drop them? Because they say that. I know me, I know what I want.
Hear that.
But I know me, I know what I want, because they are not, when I say friends, not friends that I go out, hang out with and do stuff. So, but people who see me and talk, and sometimes some of them are your friends, not my friends, come in and tell you, leave C4, leave Iowa. So, whatever it is that you all are saying there, I do not agree. The young lady for me, an 8-month relationship should still be a dating stage. She should forget about this guy, move on with her life, and get somebody who...
That's right, Paula.
That's right.
Somebody who will understand her, because this is a child. He's insecure. He has his first toy, and he doesn't want anybody to touch it. Okay?
Paula.
Hi, Iwa.
What is it that you really want? So how should he love you?
Let me tell you what we want. Let me tell you what we want. We want a man to love, accept, appreciate us, and want to know that when you walk past with your woman, other men watching and saying, wow, Iwa have a lovely woman, beautiful and all, and for you to turn back and watch and say to yourself, you can watch all you want, but my woman.
Kwara, could it be that this is how he knows to love?
How? By controlling?
So, Kola, don't you think like she should have a conversation with a guy and tell her how she really feels instead of just walking out of the relationship?
8 months. Maybe she should tell him that, listen, I am not prepared for whatever it is that you're looking for. I think we better have been friends, because they must have been friends before they were boyfriend and girlfriend. And just move on. Because after 8 months, you want to tell me when I'm around you, I can't be on my phone.
No, you can't.
You want me to limit my friends.
You need to stop that.
Yeah, that one is understandable.
You want me to stop posting. So then when you leave me or I leave you, I have to start all over again? No, it has to be a continuous thing. I will not post beach photos. I will watch what I post. You post decent photos. And when I'm on the phone, please do not come and ask me who's talking to me, unless you're expecting a call from my phone.
That's nonsense. That's
okay?
Yeah.
You need to know your place and know that we are together, and there is respect, certain privacy that I still have as much as I'm with you. My life is not an open book to you.
What? Your life is not an open book to your partner?
It's not an
especially not
your girlfriend knows everything about you.
I'm single, Kola.
You've had girlfriends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're
not mad you to die, huh?
Exactly. Okay.
Mad you to die.
So what are we supposed to tell you on everything?
Please. And not just tell us everything, and, please.
And listen to that. Because you are so insecure. I met Sifo. And you know when Sifo see me, Sifo probably watching a bit harder than he should. And I get home. Sifo asked me to tell you hello. I can't even tell you Sifo said hello. So, is that a bad thing?
Wait, what? I didn't get that. I kind of lost it.
Okay, for instance, I wanted our life to be an open book. Mm. So what I'm saying is, sometimes I have a friend of his would see me and ask me to tell him hello. I want myself, we are a couple. Mm. And you are Iowa's friend. And right. You see me and you tell me, oh, tell Iowa you were talking to me and tell Iowa hello. But I know when I tell Iowa that, Iowa will interrogate me. And because of that, I'm not even telling Iowa you said hello. Okay? That is how some of you all are. You need to understand that when you meet a woman, you need to establish respect and understanding between the two of you, and you all have had a separate life, and you all still have separate life. And for you to understand each other and live well, and stop the nonsense about you all want to take charge of a woman's life, and you all can do what you all want.
But you all want us. You all want the man to take charge of the world.
We want you all to take charge, not of our life. Not of our life. And also, you need to know that. I will have friends that you will not like, vice versa. And we understand that. Now, the friends that you do not like, when I say I'm not going to run and hug and fuss and do all of that, but still, you have to understand that my friends are and were my friends before you.
That's
because
right.
For all you know, you're there just for a little while and you'll be gone.
Listen,
so what happened? I have to start all over with my friends
I
again when you leave?
As your boyfriend... You say I have to understand that you will have friends that I don't like?
Yes.
But we always have friends you all don't like, because you all always think that the men want us. And sometimes the man not even interested in having a relationship with us. But once you all see the men talking to us, you all always believe, oh, that man wants you. And why try telling you the man don't want me? That's how it makes me look guilty.
You have to prove it, eh?
I prove what? Let me tell you,
Caller, for me, I always say, it's not about the man wanting me, you know. It's about you trusting
you wanting
me.
The man. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you wanting
you
the man. Because
that even
the man can want me as much as he wants.
Limits.
Do I want the man?
Exactly.
And what I hate the most is you accusing your things that I'm not doing. Boy, you're giving me speed.
Well, I want to thank you for your contribution. You'll be
awesome. You're most welcome. I listen every day, but I do not call.
First time caller. Ladies, you all need to understand that you need to be aware of what your boyfriend is thinking.
Right?
Be concerned about that. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're doing.
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
Yeah, man.
Yeah, people got... Hey, what's the name of your new topic?
Drama Queen and Kiki.
Drama Queen, how you saying, guys? They're getting job yet, man.
I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen to me, sir. It's a straightforward, shut and open case. You cannot be taking pictures of your body because she obviously she hiding certain things about that in the letter. You can't be taking pictures. People liking it. Obviously, like it for a reason. And pay no mind writing RCI and playing, well, you just take a picture of me. Obviously, it's that type of picture you do. You agree with me, Iva?
Totally, my brother.
Yeah, we are stupid, Gasser. We party, we are internet, Gasser. Hey, how is this,
Gasser? You're the lady, say, it's okay, you know, she likened it to my car. Like
but
my
why
car.
They like the picture? Do you like the picture of a one in a dress and a 7-day dress? No.
Excuse me, caller. Don't you have a Facebook account?
Yeah, Drama Queen, I listen to you, you know.
Don't you have a Facebook account?
Do I have a what?
Facebook account.
I have an account, yeah.
Do you post any photos when you dress up nicely? Do you post any photos?
Yeah, Drama Queen.
Hello,
but let me tell you something. We're not stupid in this point there. Hear that? The girl getting likes, I'm not like a woman in a 7-day dress. Yes or no? As a man. Be honest with me.
No.
In a 7-day dress?
All right. No. Of course, you know. The man have reasons. And you see the 8 months initially when I read the letter, I say 8 months is a short period of time. I'm a little controlling. But when you reread the letter, praise Jah, I would just reread the letters.
Yeah.
I pick up sense from nonsense. That girl have play, yeah, sir. That yes. girl have play.
Because
no matter
I
what you...
Pictures
but
the girl
have play. Fellas like it up high. Fellas liking the pictures for what? Why fellas liking pictures?
And that's a good question, ladies. Why do guys like...
You already tell herself without even knowing she tell herself.
Because they like to see you, duh. I can't control
exactly.
That.
So stop doing it. Stop doing it. You know Instagram. People Google Instagram.
Wait,
imagine
you know
that ironically, I was
there?
A drama queen and family.
Yeah.
I was there Googling Instagram and they were saying something about soft porn. Instagram is a form of soft porn, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a form of soft porn. Women, you see what they call camel toes, all kind of nonsense. So don't mind her when she writes the letter. My brother, yeah, that sister, if you like the man, if you want to be free because you're 27 years old, you don't have many years going on, and after 45 years, you can't even have children. It's not advice to have children. So my stupid advice, take it easy. The man checking for you, love you, man.
Yes, Kassel, brother.
What you trying to say there? Because let's forget about Facebook, okay?
Exactly.
Let's forget about Facebook. So what you're telling me is when I'm in public, the way I dress nice and everything, stop dressing nice because men will like to see me.
Instagram is a form of attention.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. When I go in public and I'm with my man.
Okay, why post the pictures on Instagram in that first place? You have a man. The man checking for you. Why
so what
post
about
pictures
Facebook?
Of the man? Of your
Instagram.
Body? Why are you doing it first? What's the fundamental reason for doing it?
No, but I get male... Okay, me, for example, I
you
get male
man,
attention
that,
when I'm in public. So whether I'm on Facebook or in public, I get the male attention. So
you
what's the point?
You could be in public if me, we could all ask a real street panty if I allow it. No disrespect for the program.
What?
But at the end of the day, you don't go on Instagram. Let me tell you that, And the last time I got Instagram, I was just going through it. And I had seen women, they have soft tops, you've seen the shape of the TV showing. We've been honest, we've been straight there.
Right.
They're showing the whatever down there. And the women know what they're doing, but yet they're just showing everything in smart. You cannot have a man and show your body. You remember women and Drama Queen, remember what I'm telling you, eh? And everybody, all females, men, when they love a woman and they like a woman, they watch all under as a pinnacle, as a top. You know, as the top tier of their life.
Right.
You cannot be showing your body indirectly or directly and think it's cool. It's not cool.
I have a question.
I agree with that
point. Okay, well, you'll believe me or not. All right.
Caller,
if you don't believe me, continue doing it, government.
Call
all right? I will. See what I'm saying out there.
Hey, well, Jeff, make your point, Jamaquin. Make your point. Go ahead, Jamaquin.
You saying all that, but you're forgetting the other parts of the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
Hold on, caller.
Is it okay to be questioning your girlfriend who's on the caller? Is it okay? Well, father, no, it is not. Okay. You're not talking about that. Talking
and
about
men don't want you to ask them who you calling and whatever it is. They don't want you to go through their phone. I don't go through phone.
Good afternoon. But, hey. You are there. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Hi. I tried my best not to call.
You need to stop saying that.
Stop that.
We like when you call.
Because, let me tell you, where Sheila said with that last caller, the last caller, you are insecure. So don't be putting your insecurity on women. That is a sign of insecurity and a sign of the part of a man. Okay?
Why?
And I don't... But what do you mean, though? What do you mean the woman cannot post a picture? If you have a man, you cannot post a picture. That's nonsensical.
Nonsense.
You know, a man who is confident is the sexiest thing ever.
I tell you.
I mean, confidence is like you just know what you know and you don't have to worry about anything. That is a sign of insecurity. And back to the letter. In my opinion, at 27, you should not be allowed. You should not allow yourself to be controlled like that because
this guy
is controlling.
Right.
He's insecure. He's young and he's controlling.
Not at any age.
And maybe he does not intend to be controlling, but maybe he does not know how else to do it. I guess he likes the girl clearly. He doesn't want to lose her. But he's bringing it across in a controlling manner. And when you see it controlling like that, it's very unhealthy. Because that's only the start. That's 8 months. Can you imagine 18 months down the line?
Exactly.
She will not be able to... He'll tell her what to wear, how to wear it.
She can go outside.
Where she can go, if she can go. Nah, man, that is too controlling. It cannot be like that.
Caller, the point he was making, the caller before you...
You want to go to work with her too?
The point he was making is that a man that really likes you, Gasa, will tell you these things. Maybe you may not want to hear it. You may not like it. Gasa, the man that care about the missing party one here, go ahead, post
something. Let's go outside. Everything is not there.
I am being genuine. A guy who is really concerned about you would not want you to post a picture. Wait. Would not want you to post a picture and have fellas liking your picture and commenting and how you're this good and that good and you... Nah,
but listen. Listen, right?
Mm.
So he saw her. He must have seen her somewhere for him to like her.
Of course.
But you want to have somebody. You want to have somebody that no one wants to see.
No, that's not the case.
Come on, as a man, if as a man you're walking around and you have a woman, no one watching her. You're not feeling good, huh?
No, exactly. I will not feel good about
you. You want to know that people watching and you know that's yours. You know that's yours. She's with you. You know what I mean? And that's making you feel good. Why would you not want to? There's nothing wrong with posting a picture. Anything you do, as long as it's tasteful, there is nothing wrong with it. And that is a sign of insecurity. And for me, it's a young lady, if you're listening, my dear, this is very unhealthy.
Unhealthy.
I'm telling you, it's unhealthy. It is not good. And I think you ought to look at that. There are a lot of red signs there. Mm-hmm. And when we are young, and even as an adult, we see the red signs and we ignore it. Mm-hmm. Don't ignore the red signs. Because if it's at that stage, at 8 months, I'm not saying he doesn't like you, but if at 8 months he's that controlling, you ought to walk away from this.
That's right.
Not healthy and it's only going to get worse. If you can speak to him and see if he can change, because if he likes you, he might probably be willing to change. So have a conversation with him. You know, tell him what you don't like. Tell him how it makes you feel.
Right.
Don't tell him what he's doing. Tell him how it makes you feel. Don't blame him for it. Tell him how you feel, and then if nothing changes over time, I'm not telling you to just run away straight away. Give it some time. And if you see a couple of months and it's not changing, because sometimes if a guy really likes you, and you explain, whether it be male, female, female, male, whatever, as long as you tell the person who is in your life the way that you feel and they're willing to do something about it, it means that they love you enough to change. Mm-hmm. But if he cannot change, or if he's not willing to change, and he sees nothing wrong with his actions, at that point, I would advise you to walk away from it. It is not healthy, and you don't know how much worse it gets down the line. It will not get better if he's not willing to make a change. And if he is, just work with him along the way.
All right.
You know, that is my contribution.
Caller. All right.
Thank you, Brian.
And for the last male caller, check yourself. You insecure.
No.
Bye. Right.
All right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your contribution, caller. We appreciate every contribution.
Yeah,
we appreciate every caller. The numbers are 724-0008, or you can reach us on 452-3046. Good afternoon. Letlana, you are on the air.
Good afternoon.
First time caller.
Hey, first time caller. Hey.
Thank you, first time caller. Go ahead, bro.
I didn't want to call her, but them kind of things I hear in there this afternoon just make me a wash it.
Put them in that place, Papa.
Yeah. So the situation is, even in the way working there, talking to some of the women, and they saying that's unacceptable. You're in a relationship, you can't be posting that online.
So you can't post no pictures?
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you can't post no pictures, but them kind of provocative pictures, what attention you
see? But who says she's posting provocative pictures? That's not what the girl posted. I'm sure that's not what she posted.
Okay. Well, she give an example, an exact description of what she posted.
No, she didn't.
And I don't think that girl, she sound like she level-headed. She would not, and she know the kind of person that she dealing with. She will not go and put all kind of stupid pictures. Come on.
What? Them young girls?
No. I know what I want. Exactly.
After the attention you seeking.
Say that again. They didn't hear you. Say that again.
You're in a relationship. You serious. You're posting a photo. After the attention you seeking.
Okay.
I don't think they heard that.
So, when Mark Zuckerberg made his Facebook, you don't have the, don't post no photos. Okay. Don't post no photos.
Any image you post reaching worldwide.
Right.
When you were speaking about walking on the street, when you're walking on the street, that's your immediate community, people that locally to you.
Right.
That's not an issue. But when you post something international, all fellas from all overseas, millionaires and thing watching, hey, she looking cutie, let me post something, and boom, 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 you're on Facebook, your phone plinging, bling, 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 your boyfriend asking you who that day, you can't say.
DM. What you gonna say? DM, caller, they call it DM.
DM? Yeah.
Direct message.
Let me see your phone, and fellas telling you how much things, Roro, you looking for it?
Yes.
I would have tell you, go back at your mother home.
Kuala, you know, it is difficult for them to comprehend.
So why is it only that social media you commenting on?
Your boyfriend posts a thing, you know, you have his little absent thing, and women plinging his phone, and you see him and there in the corner, pling, 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 pling.
Okay, women like women, all right.
How you got it?
There's more to the situation right here, you know. You just
it's not just social media. Exactly, you only on the social media part.
Is it okay that he's supposed to be asking her who calls her? Is it okay that she cannot be going online with her friends?
You know, with her girlfriend.
You're ignoring all the other signs. You just
the other things. Okay, like, she can't do nothing.
She must be doing something suspicious. Because you cannot just call in them.
Excuse me, caller. Are you single or are you in a relationship? I didn't get you.
In a relationship.
He's in a relationship.
For how long? Because you sound very insecure.
I'm insecure. I'm not insecure.
Yes, you sound very insecure.
So your girlfriend can't go nowhere with her girlfriends.
I hear you.
I'm asking.
Pardon?
Can your girlfriend go out with her girlfriends?
Yeah, she go out with her girlfriends.
You, as in you trust her? She don't post anything on Facebook?
No, not really. Yeah, she posts, but not anything to attract too much attention.
Okay. You sound like you're not sure, caller.
Exactly.
I'm not secure. I'm very secure. I have no issue.
No issues. So she dresses in a nice Sunday dress. She dresses before, in a nice Sunday dress all the time. Sunday dress, long dress. That's all she wearing. No men does comment or they say, good day to you, sister.
No, but why, if you're in a relationship, why would you have somebody saying good day to you on your Facebook profile?
Okay, thank you very much. You see, that's the thing. Women
so nobody can greet you either. Nobody can say hello.
Well, in
to
public,
you,
they can greet you in public, but why should he be in your DMs saying hello to you?
Okay, exactly my point.
You can't control what men do. Let me tell you, you don't want to see my DMs. They're talking to themselves. I can't control what the men doing. I can't control what the men doing, but you have to trust that she knows how to carry out herself.
Block and delete. Block and delete.
What?
No response.
Okay.
But what you say, you trust her to do that, though? Don't you trust her to do that? You trust her to not answer the men, no matter what she posts into, don't answer the men.
Yeah, I do.
So why he can't do the same thing with her? You'll assume it's provocative pictures that she
posts. In what context, you don't know what situation they're in, and it's acting suspicious when she's saying he asking her who you call there. That's the thing.
So in your mind, this guy is not insecure in no way at all.
No, but sorry, was she acting suspicious? Because if my woman getting a call after 9 in the night, you understand, and you shwee-shweeing in a corner, I have to ask you who that called you there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Okay, yep. That's understandable if it was happening that way. But
hey, Kuala, thank you very much for your contribution, my brother. We really appreciate you. Go ahead, you were saying. Yeah, that is understandable.
I guess in that case, it's understandable. If you get the call and you have to go all on the other side of the room to take the call. Menders do the same thing too, eh?
That's me, eh?
Well, Menders do the same thing too, eh?
Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Ayo. How are you doing?
My brother, I good, man. Thank you for calling.
And good afternoon to the ladies. I have a serious issues with these ladies, you know. Because, you know what? It seems like if a man cannot see things according to your perspective, the man is insecure. So y'all exactly want to come and tell man how man's supposed to be? Mm-hmm. That is the problem these days, you know. We don't tell y'all women how to be. So how do you feel that you have the right and the audacity to come and tell a man how a man is supposed to be? Mm-hmm. That is the problem. Anytime a man doesn't see a thing your way, he's insecure.
Every time he tells
now,
us how
wait,
to be.
Wait, I ain't done yet. Who's more insecure? Who's the one who's more insecure? The one that always running through a man's phone, always trying to get a password, always running to his pockets, always running to his notes, always checking his status, always wondering if there's something else, how his money spent, what he did. Yes, sir. This thing about insecurity, calling man insecurity, is pot calling cattle black, you know. Thank you very much.
But we're not referring to the letter today. We're not talking. He didn't talk about the letter
exactly
today at all. Yeah.
No, but of course he's making the point. You know.
No, no. But what I'm saying is, you can't. We're referring specifically to this. We didn't say all men are secure. We're saying the gentleman in the letter story is insecure. We never said all men are insecure.
I believe if he has a problem, the girl posting her photos and stuff, I guess he should at least come to her, babe, sweetie. You know, I'm not pleased, just satisfied with what you're doing and stuff like that. But do not come in there.
Good afternoon. Let me on the air.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. Go ahead.
Well, I have been listening to your conversation. First caller, I'm the first time caller.
All right. First time caller. Go ahead.
I'm listening to the ladies there, Iowa, and I must agree with the previous caller.
Right.
Because they take all men as insecure when they make a thing.
But we never said that.
Women, as far as I know, women seem to look for attention in whatever. Everything they do is attention they look for.
Ah, okay.
Everything your guys do, you'll look for attention.
And you'll still give
your
attention.
You'll even look for attention from other men.
You'll still give me attention.
It's the truth.
You are correct.
You'll like it.
You are absolutely right.
You'll like it. They like it.
I'm getting a feedback here. Hold on.
Wait, my brother. You complaining? Are you really complaining about our attention?
The hold for the caller. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. So we have our first time caller.
I'm getting some crazy feedback.
Yeah. Just turn on the volume on the radio.
Yeah, turn on the volume on the radio caller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, Women, like I was saying, I agreed with the previous caller because I don't see why the ladies are saying the guy is insecure. Because if I'm with you, I'm a married man,
right?
And I don't want my wife going on post whatever. Because whatever whatever y'all do is I find this attention across the board. Y'all look for attention. Women rather and prefer they look for the attention until they get it, whatever they're seeking for, and then they leave you on that stone there. And I blame us men in this space because we spoil those women. Mm-hmm. We spoil those women. Women, if you don't agree to their point, you don't love them. Nothing, you don't agree with them, you don't care about them. It has to be solely about them, totally.
Yeah, Kola. Yes, my brother.
Isn't that right, ladies?
No, I don't agree. No, I have to satisfy you and not go to my girlfriend's party. I'm sorry. No compromise. No, the girl sounded, we're talking about the letter that's in today. The girl sounded like she's ready to do everything to please the man and put herself behind. And they have a lot of women, so.
Listen, I'm sure there's stuff that she didn't say in the letter, right? There's always, to me, there's always there is always three sides to a coin.
Okay.
Your side, my side, and the mediator's side. Now, I might be saying something, and you might be saying something totally, and the mediator has to put the two of them together.
What am I saying?
Right? But we, Iowa, trust me, I tell you, man, us men need to start checking ourselves because the ladies are taking us for a ride.
Yes,
and we need to start putting our foot down. And if we don't do that, I'm sorry for our society, what it's going to become.
Well said, caller. Thank you for your contribution, my brother. You've been awesome. And you see, I'm making the point. You're not even trying to understand what is it that we're saying, you know, ladies. And, you know, try to see. Hold on. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Iowa. First caller.
First time caller, you mean?
Yes.
What? I think we break the record, right?
Yeah, break the record.
First time caller.
That's the 10th.
Let me tell you, a lot of these men just sounding mad.
That's right, exactly.
Let me tell you. You can sense that a lot of them don't even have their women on any type of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't comment to that.
They can't do this, they can't do that, they can't do this. Controlling.
And for 8 months to be controlling a young lady like that, you want to know who she calling? No, sir. I think in the next 1 month trial that I'll give you, you'd get a heart attack.
Wow. Okay.
Because they give you things to control.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Girl.
Yes.
Are you in a relationship, Kona?
No, sir. I'm divorced.
Okay.
So you wouldn't understand, eh? You wouldn't understand because you're single right now. You wouldn't understand.
No, but at one point in time, she was seeing people, wasn't she?
Yeah, the whole social media. Ladies, believe me, child, it's a problem for us. It's a problem.
The social media.
But I want y'all posting things. It's not a problem for us.
It's not a problem for you all?
No.
No.
You post on social media, somebody like it, they comment, that have nothing to do with me.
What?
So you can't see a problem developing, you know, if your partner is posting heavily on social media.
Heavily or what? What is she posting?
Pictures.
Of what?
Why are you posting? You go to a party, I mean, you want people to see that you were a certain place.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm not saying. I'm asking questions. I want to know, why is it that you're, you know, if you are in a relationship and you're dedicated to somebody, you're posting pictures of you, you know, why?
Well, if you are posting me, I'll post myself, eh? And if you don't like that, then that is your problem.
So you don't really care if he doesn't like it?
No.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something, caller. I tell people, when you see you all just start meeting and seeing each other, if you're at the very start, if you start seeing things that you don't like, don't overcompromise.
You have to say
from the start, I cannot deal with that, I cannot deal with that, and move on. Don't start staying in a relationship to see if it can change, get better. Yes, you can talk to the person and say, hey, I don't like that. But this thing where people staying and they over-compromising with each other and hoping to change the other one, that's a problem from the start.
The minute I see one red flag, my girl, that's about mission time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a red flag if he doesn't want you to post pictures on social media.
He's controlling. He's insecure.
Okay.
All right.
And you need to run, and you need to go. You need to move away from him. That's what you're saying.
If you start dating somebody and you're seeing some traits that you don't like right away, don't ignore them. Sometimes we're ignoring them, we're trying to see. Don't ignore the red flags. If you realize, if it's something you cannot deal with, you have to say right away, I cannot deal with that, and move on.
Let's take a call. Good afternoon. Let's lie, you're on the air.
Ranking.
Yo, what you say, Papa?
Hi there, boy. But I realize women don't want men to say nothing in a relationship when they have a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, if you have a problem with something somebody doing in a relationship, you have to let them know. Right. And it looks like there's a big problem. That's a further problem than the problem you have. So because once you talk, you're insecure or you have a problem.
Paula, do you agree that your lady can post photographs on social media?
Wrong. The person I have, one thing I could tell you, she doesn't post nothing in no way. And I always tell her, she just copying people things. She ain't posting nothing. But for sure, she ain't going to post nothing out of the way. Right?
Right.
Now, what I really want to address is the secret the lady had about the girls' night out.
Yes, I was just about to come into that.
That's a secret, like, seriously.
Why she never told the guy that she had a girls' night out before he asked her to come to his place?
Caller, she compromised because she felt like he would feel away and she don't want him to feel away.
No.
Then she just don't go.
Let me tell you something, my girl. I understand where you're going. But listen to me, just listen to me a bit.
Uh-huh.
If she had let him know before, in advance, that she had somewhere to go, there's no way he would invite her to his home. He bases his mind that she's free, he's free, it's time to spend time together. He asked her to come over. Now, as I asked you to come over, now you tell me you're unavailable?
There's another part of the letter where he's saying that she says that in his mind, every time, every free minute that she has, he acting like it have to be with him, and they're not even living together. So every
my girl, when you just fall in love, that is what it is. You're seeing birds, you're seeing flowers, you're seeing butterflies, you're seeing all kind of things. That's what it is.
Safa lover.
That's what you're saying. But when a fresh relationship, so that's what it is. You want to be around the person all the time.
But you cannot stifle the person. The girl wants to go to a girl's party.
You're stifling the person. It's just that boy. You're thing fresh and you're trying to keep it, you know, on a level.
You're trying to keep it on a chin. That's why you're trying to.
You see, that's the thing, and that's why your relationships don't last, you know.
Yeah, really?
How is it? She can't go nowhere, she can't do nothing.
She can't go nowhere.
Let me tell you something. Y'all women don't understand. A relationship is always fresh, you know. You have to keep it fresh. You have to always spice it up. Make it look like it just stopped all the time. But y'all get tired of people.
Well said, caller.
Yeah, because they prefer instead of their love.
Yeah, but we have another fella in the inbox. Bing, 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 bing. So they forget you there already. While you're trying to spice up, do a little different activity with them. They're listening to some other fella that telling them what he's going to do better than you.
So you see the dangers of being on the social media thing, Cola? You see it?
Those women don't understand the danger about that. They're just taking it for a game. They're taking Manhattan for a game, and they're saying men have feelings and all that kind of shit. Because if you're doing it to them, they're hurt, their girlfriend's telling them cheat and mate, guys, and all kind of thing. But the best men don't have feelings too.
Paula, you're talking from experience.
I'm talking what I know.
What?
I'm talking what I know. I always call the radio station to talk what I know.
Yeah, you're talking about
I always listen. But if I see something where I could bring a point, I bring it out.
Bring your point, caller. You're on point. You need to understand that men have feelings too.
Men have feelings too. And you all need to give men satisfactory like we do. I mean, there are some fellas that has really abused women and all of that shit. And there are some psychopaths, both male and female.
Yeah,
but when you get a good man, right, that really trying, you try with him too.
Try. Well said, Kuala.
But that's what she did. She literally didn't go to the party to satisfy him.
But let me tell you, the problem is she and that party, that is a trick right there. Because let me tell you something. She had to tell the guy. No, listen. She had to tell the guy she had a party to go to, right?
He knows that in advance.
It's not when the guy asks you to come to his home to say you're unavailable. And up to now, she never tell him she had to go to a party. She just based in her head, you know, that she's not going to go.
Yeah.
She don't have to please him. That ain't making no sense, yo.
You're right, caller.
That's tricks. That's tricks.
You see, really?
Caller, thank you, caller. You are correct. Thank you very much for your contribution, my brother. You were on point.
Ira, you're not being fair.
Yeah, let me tell you, huh? You see,
Ira, you're not being.
Let me go
fair.
Back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let us see how you are on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, caller. Thank you. You're on the air.
How are you doing?
We're good. What about you?
I'm well, thanks.
All right, go ahead.
The letter is really hot today.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, man. I find your teaching us so unfairly, man.
You know, one of the things I think a lot of people keep missing, we're supposed to be discussing the letter, right?
Right.
The young lady sounded like, one of the things I realized that even the men, when they call and they talk about, you know, women are this and women are that, when you get into a relationship, don't you have discussions in terms of what boundaries you want to set, what you believe in, how you're going to navigate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things, it sounds to me that when people start checking each other or going out with each other, nothing is said, nothing. We just win a relationship. How do you establish that you are in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have conversations about what are the things that are acceptable, what's not? Based on the letter from what I'm hearing, there's no discussion between the girl and the guy as to, okay, we're in a relationship now. These are the things I like to do. These are the things I don't like. You know, I like social media, but okay, I as the guy, I don't like social media. Can we reduce on, you know, pictures or so? But it sounds to me all of a sudden it's like some of the men sound like, You're raising a child. When you're in a relationship, it's two people. You have to discuss. You're not controlling a woman. Neither does the woman have to control you. The woman does not have to control a man. I don't think a man has to control a woman. But I think it's about discussion. It's about saying what is acceptable. What are the boundaries? What are the things that we're okay with? We're not okay with.
Yeah.
And once you establish that, then I think we can go somewhere. We have to respect each other. I think that because the focus is the fact that the way a woman is built, the way she is shaped, when she takes pictures and she posts it on social media, of course she will get reactions from men and everybody else.
Right.
But I think, again, what is the discussion? And how do you respect your relationship? What boundaries are set? Some women don't respect their relationship at all, and some men don't respect their relationship at all. Now, some of the men, because by virtue of you being a man,
mm-hmm.
you're not posting a picture, but you're sending messages to females all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe that's why the woman is in your phone trying to figure out your password. She's trying to figure out your codes. It's because there's no trust, there's no respect. So men disrespect women through their phones, maybe hiding things, and women disrespect the men by posting pictures and showing all their curves.
And that is wrong. That is inappropriate, you're saying, Kola.
So what I'm saying, first of all, Iwa, is that there must be a blueprint. There must be some sort of, you know, governance set in the relationship.
Yeah.
What do you like? Just like you find out, I mean, we have to understand that when we love each other through each other's love languages. You don't love me the way you want to love me. You have to love me the way I want to receive or I receive love. And once you can do that, you have a discussion. So some men do not like social media at all.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to date a man who doesn't want you to post pictures on social media when you have been on social media your whole life?
Hmm.
You have to decide, and vice versa. So I think when men call and say women, one of the things that I'm realizing is that men set the tone for the way women behave today, and now they're upset.
Huh.
I don't understand this.
Huh.
Men set the tone. Men decided to treat women badly, cheat on them, beat them, do them all sorts of things. And now the tables are slightly turned, where the women now are behaving like they don't care. Now, I'm not saying that it is right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's two sides of the coin. We are adults here. Who's controlling who? You're not my father. So you cannot come and tell me what I should post and what I should not post. There must be a level of discussion, agreement,
mm-hmm.
understanding,
mm-hmm.
and then we move on from there. But it sounds like the girl is already setting a table where she doesn't want to tell the guy no, or she didn't go to the party because she didn't want the guy to question her. And that's a red flag in itself. You're setting bad precedent from the jump.
Yep.
So it's not what we call compromise in relationships. It's not that at all.
Well, compromise, Iowa, like I said, compromise is a discussion. You must obviously you must compromise because you're not by yourself. If you're single, you set your own rules.
Yeah.
You set your own rules. Yeah, even then, when you set your own rules, society tells you what to do. If you're single, society tells you what to do. When you set your own rules, that's to show you. But if you're in a relationship, it is about a discussion. It is about saying, I mean, if I'm going out with a guy, I wouldn't want to have all my stomach outside. And if that's not something I want to do in terms of disrespecting my man or, you know, going outside of the boundaries of our relationship.
Kola, what do you mean by if you're single, society tells you what to do?
What I'm saying is, if you're a woman and you're single, right,
uh-huh.
and you post pictures on social media, if your breasts are outside, your whatever, you on the bum bum wall, people, society will make statements. They will say things about you. They will, and you, and notwithstanding that you are in a relationship with yourself, you are by yourself.
Right.
You can set your rules as long as it's within the law.
Right.
But a relationship now, you set the rules of the relationship. Two people. So the guy cannot tell the girl what to do and she cannot tell him what to do. The two of them have to decide what is best for that particular connection.
Yeah.
What is best? Because there are some men who do not care whether their women post provocative photos on social media. Some men don't care about that. Mm-hmm. And then you want to start discussing insecurity. Some men are very secure in their relationship with their woman.
Right.
And maybe they have discussed it and said, babe, it's okay. You have a great body. I love seeing you. I know it's mine. So I don't care if you post pictures. That relationship has an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some men who do not open their mouth. They're not communicating. They come into a relationship. You meet a woman posting pictures on social media. And you want to tell her what to do? No, you have to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. And the discussion needs to take place before you decide, okay, that's my girl.
Exactly. That's the thing. We get into relationships. We claim people. We claim people and they don't even know that they are claimed. There are men that are saying that that's my woman and the woman don't even know they're with her. That relationship sounds like it started on a bad footing. What you were saying?
So it's not while the relationship progresses. It's before you decide, like, you want to take this individual.
You do decide before. Nevertheless, don't forget that as we change and we grow, there may be things that need to be tweaked. Just like I mean, technology, things are changing. You and your woman may be together. You'll set the ground rules, and then going forward, you all both decide that you all want to be social influencers. Maybe one person can take it, one person can't. You know, people have to be honest as well. Mm-hmm. You have relationships where two people want to start believing that they want to do all sorts of things. All of a sudden, they want to swing. All of a sudden, they want to try another woman. They want to bring a third person into the relationship.
Yeah,
and the two people decide that, okay, yes, I'm okay with it, knowing full well they're not okay with it. And when things start to happen, that's when it starts to shake the foundation of the relationship. People have to be honest and open. I think once you do that, then you start to cross out the red flags. Because this girl should have seen the red flags from the time the guy, if she feels that the guy is saying to her, well, no, you shouldn't be on social media, or the guy doesn't want her to go anywhere. I don't want to have these kind of conversations in a relationship when you're talking about two adults.
Yeah,
a man cannot tell me where I have to go or where I cannot go, and I should not do the same for him. But if we have respect for each other, we should maintain some sort of understanding. You have a brain. You're in a marriage, you're in a relationship, you don't expose yourself by disrespecting your man.
Kola, why he can't tell you don't go there? Why can't
he? He has an opinion. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that your man cannot say, well, how he feel about something, or he cannot say, well, I wouldn't go there if I were you. I don't think it would be good for you to go.
But to tell him,
I don't want to misconstrue what you
What I'm saying to you, Aiwa, I'm saying if you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean that your man cannot tell you what he doesn't like or what he prefers, but he cannot dictate to you.
Right.
And I think in our society, we have a lot of men that are misogynistic. They want to tell you where to go, what to do, how to do it. No, that's not right. And then women set that tone as well. They take it. And then they don't say anything, and the men feel as if they can control the women. I don't think anybody should control each other. Now, for those that are going to call, the men are going to say, well, the women, women can't take it, we ain't secure. No, it's two ways. It's two ways.
True.
How about that?
True. Thank you very much, Kola.
You've been wonderful. You've been wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a good call. I quite agree.
Call again. I want to listen to you again.
I quite agree with what I'm sharing to see. But the ladies, I don't want you all to, you know, figure we were coming against you. It's not a gender war. I find, like, you know, a lot of the times women really don't pay attention to what we're saying. You're hearing us, and you're so quick to react. You know, like, you want to say
but why
something.
Why we don't feel the same way about them? Huh? We don't feel the same way about them, drama queen.
Let's take another call.
And then when you say it again, you nagging.
Let Clark, you're
okay.
Hey!
That is a dictatorship. That is not a relationship, okay?
That's a what?
A dictatorship.
That's not a relationship. How you want to tell her she cannot post pictures? What's wrong with pictures?
And you're in a relationship.
Pictures are memories.
What pictures are you posting? Are you posting pictures of the two
exactly.
of us?
Exactly. She did not specify, right? So it's not up to us to just assume that she was posting inappropriate pictures.
Kola, let me ask you the question. Why is it that you post pictures?
If I look nice, if I find I look nice, I'll post a picture. It can be only my face. It doesn't even have to be my body. As long as I think I look nice, I will post a picture.
And what if no one likes that picture you post?
That's not my business. It does not matter.
But I don't lie.
I post my picture.
Let me tell you, and I'm your friend. Let me say something to you, Kola. Because you're behaving like you're not speaking the truth. Kola, you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm there. So wait, your post pictures.
Wait for me, caller. So I'm your friend.
I'm
and so
there.
Wait, caller. So you on social media, right? And I am your friend. And I'm watching that nice picture you post. And I look below your picture. I don't see no likes. I don't see no hearts. I don't see any thumbs up. Huh, caller? And you don't see it too, and you post it. How you gonna feel? And you not feeling anywhere?
No, there's be so.
Hello?
As long as my picture look nice, I don't business nobody. As long as I think I look nice, nothing can change that. Not a like, not a comment, not a share can change that. As long as I look nice.
This thing's way so heavy on your minds. You let's get upset.
That's
what can
not true. That's not true. That's not true.
That's not
true.
Come on. Listen,
that's not true.
Am I not speaking the truth, Gasa ladies? Come on, you'll post a picture online, Gasa. Nobody I like the picture.
Okay,
you're feeling no way.
Fine. Yeah. You're going to my memories next year.
That means you feel away if nobody likes your picture.
No, I'm just saying that's how you all feel. Some of you all dig a whole lot of horrors if you only get one like.
Okay, so is that how you behave as well? Do you post pictures for people to like it? Is that a problem if nobody likes your photo?
It is a problem. It is a problem
that's
for
a problem
people
for
to post. It is a problem. It is. And those people
I've
who are on social
before.
Media, they know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that's what social media is about.
Researches have been a lot of things that's done with regards to the effect. Of social media on the minds of particularly young people.
Yeah.
A bad son, man.
Well, in that case, I feel like he should not be able to tell her that she cannot post pictures. Her photos are her memories, so if she wants to post a picture, let her post a picture. What is the issue? As long as it's not an inappropriate picture, I think it's fine. And even if it was an inappropriate picture, that's something that they have to discuss. They have to speak and say, you know, I don't think you should post this. I don't think you should post that. And then they come to an agreement. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically they're posting because memories. They like something. They wear a nice dress.
Exactly.
You feel you're feeling good about yourself. So you post a picture.
Look at it
exactly,
like a photo
fine.
Album.
That's fine.
All right,
a physical photo.
What are you calling us from?
London.
Hey, London.
Yay.
Are you a first-time caller?
Big oh, no. I've been here before.
All right. Thank you very much for your contribution, Kola. You've been wonderful. We appreciate you. All right. Yeah, people. There's been a lot of research done on the effect of social media on people.
Yeah, that's really hot today.
Hello. Good afternoon. Let us know how you are on the air.
Hey!
Hey!
All right. Now, let me tell you people something.
Uh-huh.
I joined your program late. I'm driving right now, but I have to pull up.
Yeah, man, no problem.
No problem.
Is your
safety.
Then I heard two ladies.
Mm.
Okay. Aywa.
Yes, my brother.
Let me tell you something. You see, when someone in a relationship, you know, if you are taking that relationship very serious, you know what I said?
Mm-hmm.
You see, don't ask if you guys are married. All right? If you are married, your body is not yours. Nothing is yours. It's ours. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So if you posting picture on social media and your husband tell you don't post that kind of picture, don't say yes, but you met me like that and then that's what I was doing and how you want to change me. You know, I go with somebody, you see, when if you were not married, that's a different thing. Okay. You understand? But if you are married to the person, it is not mine, it's ours.
It's ours. So if you posted that picture, post a picture of us.
Absolutely. It's ours. You understand? Why are you signing my name when we are married? If you are signing Jones and I'm signing John, why right now you signing John? You understand? Mm-hmm. So because we are one. You understand? We are one. But the thing about it, if we're not married, you are not owned to you, you are not owned to me. You understand? Yeah. So I feel you have your right to post your pictures. But if we are married, that is a different kettle of fish.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, so that's my opinion, and that's what I feel about it.
Sort of, yeah,
thank you, my brother.
I can agree with that. Not a fresh relationship. You're actually married and living together. That sort of thing. I'm even sure, as a married couple, people will still have, you know, a discussion and compromise. At least a mature set of adults.
Thank you. Caller, you on the air? Good afternoon, Letlano RCI.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My first time caller.
Thank you.
Sure, it's quite interesting.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
I live in a world where I'm a single person. Single meaning I own what I own. And I have my guy. We don't live together. But we spend a lot of time together.
Okay. All
right. And we have that relationship where everything is open to each other. I post my photos. I don't put vagina and breasts out there because right. I have children. I don't want them to see that.
Right.
You know? And then I have some little friends who I know who likes me very much. I'm a nice girl. You know, I post something. I get lots of likes and things. Mm-hmm. My guy don't see that as anything. He don't see that as anything because he likes what I post too. You know, he really likes what I post. And baby goes, wow. And watch my lady. And some nice comments, you understand? And he knows that I'm the only girl for him for now. We don't know how life is going to be in the long run, but we hold it on right there.
Right.
And sometimes I go places that maybe I don't tell him. I maybe know something. I went someplace today. I didn't tell you, but I went someplace. And then we discuss things.
Right.
So understanding in a relationship, understanding is everything. We have to sometimes help our men understand who we are as women. You understand?
Because Kola, sometimes to me, Kola, I want you to say that again. Say that again, Kola. What is it that we have to do? What we'll have to do, Kola?
We need to help our men. I'm serious.
You're not even understanding, Aywa. You're not understanding,
Aywa. We need to help
out.
Because we're going to a relationship with a guy, right? And we're expecting, okay, he's the light and shine armor, he's all that, and we expect him to understand that we're in mood zero right now, and then the next second we're in mood 20. He doesn't understand. So sometimes we have to let our guys understand, you know, something, babes. I have a million male friends, you know, I like to hang out with the niggas more than the girls. So you will find me out about them, a million men. Yeah. And I know some of them like me, I look good, but then I have eyes for my guy. And I let his guys know, yeah, I have my guy. So even though I dress up like a Barbie girl and I look all that and the men watch me like I'm all that and thing, but my eyes only for my guy, okay?
Yeah. That's right.
But Cora, if only all of you were the same, if only all of you were like that, but not all the women are like that.
I'm agreed with the caller. Yes.
Of course, Cora.
I went through a hell of a time before I got into that relationship. I had to struggle before I got my friends, you understand? But, you know, communication, what I learned throughout the years is communication, talking to your guy, you know, sometimes, you know, even when you dress together, baby, you think that's appropriate. Can you wear this? Can you wear matching colors? Or should I wear that shoe? Oh, baby, that tucks a little good on you. You know, you should try that one, whatever. And we might even joke like, wow, boy, you dress up, boy. The girls go see you, boy. And the girls go say, why? Yeah, the one night. Take another woman tonight, boy. Mm-hmm. Joking about this thing. That's a matter of kind of maturity we have in our relationship now. Not all men are mature. I'm not going to say all men are insecure because there are men who really knows what they want. And some of us women giving those men a hard time. Don't think we're innocent. We're not innocent, all.
Okay.
No, we're not. Okay. I agree with that. Yes, but
yeah. But, you know, having that open relationship with your guy, babe, you know something, I don't like what you say, and I don't like the tone you're talking to me, and I don't like this, and vice versa, he can say, woman, you know something, I don't like this, and I don't like that. I go for my guy phone. That shit would ring, and I'll answer that shit. And then man would ring, babe, answer the phone, man, oh, I'm to you. And if it's a guy who's calling, I'll be like, wait, my man chatting you. Don't stop my man, you know, one thing. That's the kind of understanding we have, that kind of maturity we have, but not every man are mature. Some men, some of us enter the relationship with vaginas. We just sex on the first day, sex on the second day. We exhaust ourselves in sex, and then 6 weeks later, a month later, we're in a relationship. What relationship? That's a sex relationship. That's body language. That ain't no relationship. That's sex. Mm-hmm. But coming to a relationship where a man knows, like, that's how my woman loves to be around than it does. More than the girls, you understand? So if it comes to a bar, I'm the only person standing there as a woman, he'll not dig no blues. You'll not see every man there want me. He knows I ain't like the women, I like the guys. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, you know, it's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of communicating. It's a matter of letting your man know how you feel. It's a matter of letting your woman know how you feel. Yeah, yes. And we don't have to be calling over it and getting upset over it and cutlass and court and police and all this. Nah, man. Sure. The simple, sit down, let's talk. Even if it's a joint, we burn over it, let's talk and we'll do something nice. You understand? Absolutely. Let each other know, like, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. I like you. Coach.
You understand? Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely
thank you
like
calling.
This caller, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Iwa, we're not saying we're not listening to you, you know. We're not listening to the men, you know. But the men can be have a controlling attitude sometimes. She sounds as if she's tolerated a little too much, in my opinion, but she also sounds like she's probably tried to speak to him. I'm hoping. You know what I mean? I'm hoping.
You're hoping.
She sounds, that's why I say, based on the letter, it sounds as if she would try and talk to him. Because, right. Look, she even said, you know, I don't want to step on no toes. I go to the girlfriend party, you know.
She's making an effort. She's making an effort.
I think it's an effort in the wrong direction.
So the effort is supposed to make.
So in other words, she just has to sit home, don't do nothing, please him alone, he alone. When I have to go out, him alone. When I have to go to the bathroom, he has to come with me. When I have to go to the beach, he has to come with me. Where everywhere, he has to go with me.
Yeah, well,
the girls' party too.
Yeah, let me just make a point to the young lady right now. I feel the issue is right now is communication. I think she needs to have a communication, have a conversation with the guy, sit down, let him know how he really feels about the relationship. You know, I'm not telling you to leave your man because that's your boyfriend. You know, you like the man. You don't look for it. Don't do stupidness with yourself.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Have a conversation with your guy. Everybody telling the girl to leave the man. Run. Nah, I mean, they have certain things they have in common. They like each other. I think you'll find like he's a bit too controlling in the relationship. You have a conversation with him. You tell him what you like about the relationship. You tell him what you don't like. You give him a chance. If he doesn't change and it's really inconvenient to you, then you're not happy, then okay, well, then you could maybe leave.
Yeah.
Right. You know? But the key thing in the thing is communication. You have a conversation with your guy, you try to work it out.
So what if I have spoken to you countless times and you keep still behind me?
That's what he's saying. So after a time, you know,
post no picture.
And that's why I think it's important when you just meet somebody to observe each other and you decide if certain things that you'll have, you can deal with. Because you'll never find a perfect person.
And I believe that's how
you will never find a perfect man.
Social media.
So
that's how
you
got her.
Yeah, she was saying that. I think this guy got to know each other over social media.
How you know that?
I just haven't
really. Well, we don't know that.
And now that he met her that way, completely.
Just cut off the portal.
I think there is ways to be doing stuff. Okay, you didn't want to tell him about the party, so why not invite him to the party?
Hey, a girls' party.
No, but if it's gonna be a problem.
No.
Wait, but listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. If you invite him to the party, go see white boy, you say woman alone not there, obviously he'll move because he'll get bored. Right? Iwa? If it's a problem. You know?
Yeah, Iwa.
You check yourself.
No.
He will stay
now they have no guys, he will stay there. He will monitor everything if somebody comes.
He might never stay there. All right? There's ways to skinny nigga. If you find it is he don't want you to go to, you find if you make the stress, bring him to the party.
But dear,
if you have a problem with bringing your man out with you to a party, well, that relationship ain't good.
A girls' party, a women's party.
Yeah, but there is married
if
people.
If we have an all girls party and then one of my friends bring them on there, I'll be looking at her like,
why?
Exactly.
Why? No.
Why you bring your tailor? I didn't just said
the invitation no. said women only. Is he transgender?
No.
I'm going to a girls' party. You not coming nowhere with me.
No, you not going nowhere.
You drop me, you go about your business. You not coming there because look your shame.
There are some of them, they want you to send a picture, send them videos.
I'm making your shame.
They want you to, if you don't bring them and you go, you have to send them videos. You have to send them videos. You have to send them pictures.
You don't send them
pictures. But princess, she making him ashamed.
Send them pictures, send them videos. They want to see if it's only women that day.
You're supposed to trust me. Babes, I'm going to party with my girls on a line. Okay, babes, when you're ready to come home, come, I'm going to pick you up, fine.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking it was a way of being in distress, eh?
That kind of thing.
But
thank you very much, family. This has been another Letla on us. I think today we got the most first-time callers. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you, first-time callers. Those of you who normally call, we appreciate you. Those of you who listen and you do not call.
What's up? Light up.
You know what I mean? What's up with that, man? You're really wrong for that. We hope that you muster the courage one day to give us a call on Letla on RCI. Until next week, Wednesday, we say a big thank you to Drama Queen. Kiki, yay! Thank you very much. Yay. And C4. Letla on RCI is brought to you by Fruitsy Seamoss and Access.